Well, it is a big year for budgie fanciers in the state with the Australian National Budgerigar Championships in Launceston this May. It's being hosted by the Budgerigar Council of Tasmania. People love their budgies. You'd be surprised how much they love their budgies. Do you remember, in fact, last year, the budgie made the top three list of popular pets in the world behind dogs and cats? Well, Troy Holmes is a budgie enthusiast. He's here to tell us why spending time with his 400 budgies is the most relaxing part of his day and also what will be happening in the state this May. Good morning to you, Troy.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It is a pleasure. Now, you are the president of the Budgerigar Council of South Australia, but I understand they love you here in Tassie. You're often featured in the Zoom meetings, correct?
I did do a recent Zoom meeting with the Tasmanian contingent, speaking a little bit about how I go about my breeding program, things that I do, the way that I feed the birds and what I look for in the pairings to try and breed the right budgie. So, yes, definitely a little bit of a second home down there for me. I'm very much looking forward to coming down to Launceston in May.
Well, that was going to be my next question. I'm expecting you to be here for the championships. What are they exactly, Troy?
So we bring together the best three budgerigars from each of the 28 different varieties from each state or zone, and we fly them all down to Tasmania and they compete for the national title. So it's like the creme de la creme of budgerigars. We've got four judges that will adjudicate over it.
And a Tasmanian judge too, part of that four.
Yes, yeah, we've got Jim Fletcher, who was announced on January 1st, is going to be one of the judges for the national titles. Jim's been a judge for 34 years. He's judged over in England, Italy, and he's judged a WBO show in South Africa. He's judged a national title now six times across that 34 years. So very exciting for the Tasmanians to have one of their own up there. I'm sure Jimmy will be very excited for the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And creme de la creme, what do we look for in the best budgie? How do you get that crown?
Look, there are individual varieties that we look at. A different balance of how they present as a variety, so their particular depth of colour and things like that. But really the first and foremost thing, probably 60% for most of the classes, is on the way the bird looks, the position on the perch. So we're looking for it to sit at 30 degrees angulation. We're looking for a nice big clean cap on the bird, a lovely big depth of mask and various things like that. So it's definitely a beauty contest.
Well, you also work in the robotics industry. Have you ever thought of making a robotic budgie that cut the mustard?
I haven't, but I tell you, I would love to put some of my robots to work cleaning up after my budgie. That would definitely. I've got two little robot vacuum cleaners that spend most of the day cleaning up the bird room for me.
400 of them, and you say that it's the most relaxing part of your day once you've finished in your robotics job. So how can that be? How can you give them equal time? And as you said, so much cleaning up to do.
I think with budgies, you have to be present. I think you really have to be out there and in the moment. So for you to be looking after an animal, you know, it's a great privilege to look after an animal or a pet, or in my case, 400 of them. And when you're out there and you're amongst it, you know where a particular bird sits on a perch. So you've got to be looking and say, okay, that bird's not there today. Why isn't it there? Is there something wrong with that bird? So you've actually got to be completely engrossed in what you're doing to understand your birds and to be able to look after them well. And I think when you're out there and you're amongst it and you've got that, you know, they have a natural beauty in their chatter. It's a great distractor from the stresses of the day. You know, I can be busy in robotics or, you know, investing or any number of things. And then to be able to just go out there and do something completely different, to be able to care for an animal, to be able to artistically put together some pairings that are going to produce a nice bird. For me, I love it. It's definitely a great part of the day.
Well, no wonder Tasmanian budgie fanciers have you on tap to expend your knowledge or expel your knowledge, if that's the saying. Look, we'll catch up with you again. Can't wait for this in May. And if you want to head along to the Australian National Budgerigar Show in Launceston this May, head to the Facebook page Tasmanian Budgerigar Society for registration details. And look, if you ever do perfect a robotic budgie, you know where to find me.
Thanks for having me on the show, Kim.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Troy.